Hello, guys, and welcome to another podcast. Today, we are going to be reviewing what we did last week, which was on bees. Now, if you were watching last week, you will know that I told you about the declining population of bees and how actually important they are to humans. But today, we will be reviewing what I briefly talked about last week, which was about pesticides. Now, pesticides, we've all used them. They help with getting rid of plants that we don't really want in our garden, and they are sometimes quite useful. But there is a downfall to that convenience. Some pesticides can be very, very harmful to insects. Today, we're going to be overviewing that and seeing what you can do to, one, stop using pesticides and find alternatives, and also to maybe, if it's essential for you to use pesticides, how we can use them in the correct way to keep insects safe. So I've also got a great privilege today of my friend Jack Buckland, really good friend. He's going to join us and he will be talking to you in just a minute. So I hope you enjoy and it'll give you some sight on pesticides and bees. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, Joe. As Joe said, I will be talking to you about the use of pesticides on bees. Pesticides are very harmful to both the environment and other insects. Pesticides are used to keep plants off and out of our fruit, so that when we bite into a nice juicy apple, we don't eat a maggot. Obviously, we don't want to eat a maggot, but bees keep us alive and we need bees. So when we are using pesticides kill the bees, because often pesticides target the nervous system of bees and kill them directly, or basically torture the bees and then they die. So obviously this is really not a very nice thing for bees to experience. And
Thank you for that, Jack. I think all our listeners will take that into account. I think we were experiencing some technical difficulties just then, but hopefully by the time we get around to editing this, that will be solved. But now we're going to talk to you about some organic pesticides that can't be as harmful to insects. Now, I'm using a website which I think to be reliable, but if not, then please drop me an email or something similar just to tell me, and I will come back and I will re-edit this. But I'm just going to list some organic pesticides according to this website. So number one is salt spray. For treating plants infested with spider mites, mix 2 tablespoons of crystal salt into 1 gallon of warm water and spray on infected areas. 3 is mineral oil. Mix 10 to 30 milliliters of high-grade organic mineral oil with 1 liter of water. Stir and add to spray bottle. This organic pesticide works well for dehydrating insects and their eggs. So maybe do not use that one, because we do not want to kill the insects. We just want to draw them away. To stop them from demolishing our plants. But I think that with bees, they don't particularly nest in flowers for too long. So stuff like mineral oil won't affect them as much as maybe ants and things similar to that. Right. So the next one is citrus oil and cayenne pepper. This combination works well on ants. Mix 10 drops of citrus essential oil with 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper and 1 cup of warm water. Shake well and spray on the affected areas. So the next one is onion and garlic spray. Mince 1 organic clove of garlic and 1 medium-sized organic onion. Add to 1 quart of water, wait an hour, and then add 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper and 1 tablespoon of liquid castor soap to the mix. The organic spray will hold its potency for 1 week if stored in the refrigerator. So I think that's all of the natural pesticides that will actually do don't cause too much harm, but maybe just deter some insects. But I will give you a link in the description to this website if you want to go and have a look at some more examples. But I just used ones that I thought were okay and didn't cause too much harm to the insect. But now I will pass on over to Jack, who is now going to talk to you about another segment about pesticides. Thank you for listening, and I will get back to you soon.
Yes, we've learned what alternatives we can use and that pesticides are really harmful. Now let's find out what are the most harmful pesticides to bees. One group of insecticides, which is highly toxic to bees, cannot be applied to blooming crops when bees are present, because it will cause serious injuries to colonies. Among the materials in this high-risk category are diazinon, imidin, malathion, and seven. 200 to 400 bees a day die from use of pesticides minimum. 1,000 plus bees die from pesticides a day. So think how many bees are dying from these highly toxic pesticides. We really need to change our ways, because otherwise we are really going to run out of bees.
Thank you for those really important points, Jack. So one thing that Jack did mention is the number of deaths that bees face. So let's just go over the statistics again. So 200 to 400 bees die minimum by pesticides a day. And one of the maximum statistics is 1,000 deaths by bees every day. That's a maximum statistic. So think how many bees we're losing. So now I'm going to talk to you about by far the most harmful, pesticide to bees. And it's the neonic pesticide. Now, the neonic pesticides are slowly killing bees. They follow a very slow and painful death, and not only do they kill the bees really slowly, they hurt their ability to reproduce. So reproduction is a really vital thing towards bees, and that's why they really survive, is their the mass numbers in the colony. But if the neonic pesticide goes near a colony, then all the bees will be infected. So, meaning that a whole colony is unable to reproduce. Now, that's a lot of damage in terms of reproduction of bees. So, if there's one thing, one message that me and Jack are trying to get across to you, is please, please do all you can to stop using synthetic chemical pesticides. Now, I've given you a few examples, but as I said earlier, I will leave a link to a website which tells you a list of organic pesticides. Not synthetic, organic, so that will stop too much damage to the insect. But I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and I said that at the start that I hope it would educate you in a way. So I hope you've had a nice time listening to this, and please take away that one message that I just mentioned. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.